56. Yeah, just to look at that's what I said. But okay, so now we're ready for 56.
Sorry, it's very sensitive.
Yeah, I get the wrong thing here. We got to go 56, which is life. Okay, let's see what we've got here. Okay. And
I think it actually is.
Yeah, it says, okay, there's a guy named, the famous thing that was done with life at these days was Bill Gosper. Bill Gosper became the world expert on life and discovered a number of these puffer trains, and I'm not sure what all it's documented. And they spent a lot of time just staring at this screen and looking at these things, noticing things. And this, I'm not so sure. This might possibly be Bill Gosper's, or actually, I think Bill Mann wrote the program. Bill Gosper actually mainly just programmed the life at the cellular automata level. He didn't write the underlying program that much, I don't think. This is possibly Bill Gosper. And a dot count at the lower right. Yeah, it has a few little annotations here. Extend period. There's all kinds of studies of periodic things of various things and so on. It was really quite a lot of work. Here's the glider gun. This is Bill Gosper's invention, I'm pretty sure. And this is sort of a theoretically important thing. When it was initially done, it wasn't clear that you could have a thing that would have a number, you know, an ascending number, that the number of dots would just go up indefinitely. And then, so that was a glider gun.
Gliders keep going forever.
Yeah, gliders keep going forever. And then once they got that, then they did a whole lot of things about glider streams. Intersecting and making things and doing all kinds of things. And so Gosper did that. And then they also had something called a puffer train where a big thing moves along and does that. And that was also developed. And no doubt a lot of other things. The problem was, of course, that this is before the days of time sharing. So. This is, I think this is Gosper's life. So that's good. So that is 56 is Gosper's life.